A very special greeting to all of you who are hearing my voice. It is my distinct honor and a tremendous responsibility to share with you again from the Word of God. On this occasion, I would like to share with you some thoughts concerning the words found in the book of Revelation. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. So would you open your Bibles with me and let's look at the first time that that phrase is found in the book of Revelation. Not the first time in the Bible, but in the book of Revelation. And I shall explain that mysterious thought to you as we go along. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to open your word, and our prayer is that you would, as we open your word, that you would open our eyes and open our hearts, and that your Holy Spirit would take up his office and minister to us, minister to our hearts as we read and contemplate your word. Exalt and magnify your word in our midst. Build us up in our faith. We pray and we give you our thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to divide our study into two parts. The first part of our study, we're going to look at the phrase, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, in the context of the book of Revelation. And then we're going to look at the Alpha and the Omega in the context of Scripture. Not just the book of Revelation, but the Old Testament also. So let's begin our study. The first interesting thing that we want to observe is that just as the Alpha and the Omega represent are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, we find an interesting pattern in Revelation. All of the references to I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, we find in the first part of the book and in the last part of the book. In other words, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, we find in chapter 1 of Revelation. The other two references. The other two references that we have are in chapter 21 and chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. In chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, all the way through to chapter 20, we don't find this phrase used. So the Spirit of God mimics the meaning first, Alpha first, Omega last. In the scriptures, putting it only in the first part of the book and in the last part of the book. And we're going to see that that is also true when we get to the second part of the scripture, the second part of the message. But let's continue. So we have that interesting pattern. Alpha and Omega in the beginning of Revelation, Alpha and Omega in the end of Revelation. Beginning and end. Synonyms for Alpha and Omega. And you will find that in the scriptures, anytime you find Alpha and Omega, you find following that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the speaker will add a qualifying phrase. Beginning, end, first, last. The second interesting pattern that we want to notice is that whenever the scripture quotes, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the speaker is always either God the Father or God the Son. So let's look at the book of Revelation again. Revelation chapter 1. Now there's some controversy. There are many who believe that Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 There are many who believe that verse 8, it's the Lord Jesus who is speaking. But I believe that that is God the Father who is speaking. And so although in the New King James Version, verse 8 is in red letters, indicating that the Bible translators of the New King James Version thought that it was the Lord Jesus speaking, and so they put it in red. I'm going to disagree with them. Let me give you there are three reasons why I disagree. I'm only going to give you one of the reasons because for the sake of time and to not get diverted. You will notice that in verse 8, the speaker is called the Almighty. And anytime the word Almighty is found 9 or 10 times in the book of Revelation, I believe it's 9 times, each and every time that it's used, it refers to God the Father. There are 10 references. 9 times it's translated Almighty. On one occasion, I believe in Revelation chapter 19, the word is not translated Almighty, it is translated Omnipotent. But this is not a major point. It should not be a major point of contention. I will emphasize, I believe, verse 8, is referring to God the Father. If you feel differently, or if you have a different view on this, no need to make an issue of it. But the thought that we want to bring out is that in verse 8, I believe that God the Father is speaking when he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Now in verse 11, and we'll come back to verse 11 because there is some controversy here also. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the first and the last. And this is the Lord Jesus speaking, and the Bible appropriately and correctly puts those words in the in red. And so there I agree. So God, chapter 1 and verse 8, God the Father speaks. Chapter 1 and verse 11, the Son is speaking. The Son speaks. Now go to chapter 21 of Revelation. And we're going to read from verse 6. We're going to begin reading at verse 5. Revelation 21, verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. You will notice that verse 5 identifies the speaker as he who sat on the throne, a reference in Revelation, one of those phrases that is used for God the Father. He who sat on the throne. And he said, and you'll notice that the translators agree that it's God the Father because they did not put verse 6 in red letters. Now go to chapter 22 and verse 12. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So when we look at those, at verse 13 of chapter 22, we notice that those, that's, that the speaker is the Lord Jesus, and the translators put the words in red. So one of the interesting patterns that we find, not just the pattern of the beginning and the end, as we find in the book of Revelation, but we find that God the Father speaks and he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and God the Son speaks and he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And if you don't want to be if you don't want to contend with the contentious issues, issues in chapter 1, in chapter 21 and in chapter 22, it's very clear. Chapter 21, God the Father speaks. Chapter 22, God the Son speaks. So that's let's establish that pattern for the book of Revelation. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. The speaker is always God, and either it's God the Father or God the Son. Then the third interesting pattern is we will notice that each time that the speaker says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, we frequently find that there is a qualifying phrase. Either it's the beginning, either it's going to be the beginning and the ending, or the beginning and the end, or the first and the last. So let's go again to Revelation chapter 1 and notice how this plays out. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Verse 11. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the first and the last. And what you should be noticing as we look at this is anytime God the Father speaks, he says, I am the beginning and the end. And anytime that God the Son speaks, he says, I am the first and the last. So, back to Revelation 21 and verse 6. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And then in chapter 22, verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so it's quite appropriate, as we will confirm later on, it's quite appropriate that the Lord Jesus, in the very final reference in the book of Revelation and in the scriptures to Alpha and Omega, he says, he doesn't add just one of the synonyms, he adds both of them. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so you have those three, those patterns. And the question that we should be asking ourselves is, what does that mean? But before we go to, before we answer that question, what is the Spirit of God saying? We want to address two issues. And because these are contentious issues, we want to acknowledge that we are aware of them. And then we want to look at, concede that even if that were the case, even if some portions of the scripture were inappropriately included, it doesn't affect the teaching of scripture with respect to the Alpha and the Omega. So let's go back and see what we're talking about. In Revelation chapter 1, let me give you a little bit of background and history. Bible translators, in seeking to give the best translation possible, consult as many available manuscripts as they can to determine what is the best translation. Unfortunately, there are times when the translators cannot agree. And so when the King James Version was written, there were a certain number of manuscripts known and that could be consulted. Since the King James Version was written, since the early English translations of the Bible, anthropologists and scholars, historians, Bible scholars have come across copies of manuscripts which are older than the oldest used by the King James translators. And what we have discovered is that on occasion, certain portions which we find in the early English translations don't appear in those. So for instance, in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." That phrase, "the beginning and the end," in verse 8, scholars almost universally agree that that was a late addition. It is not unanimous, but a good number of scholars do feel that that should not be there. In chapter 1 and verse 11, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last." And that phrase, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last," does not appear in many of the older manuscripts. So you will find that there are some newer translations of the Bible, for instance, the NIV, the New International Version, you will find that they exclude this portion of scripture from their translation. The question is, so what? Well, as you will see from the PowerPoint presentation, even if we were to strike those phrases in chapter 8, the beginning, and in verse 8, the beginning and the end, verse 11, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last," even if we were to strike those, it would not affect our analysis of the impact and meaning of what the scripture is trying to say. We will still find that The Alpha and Omega references come in only in the beginning and in the end of Revelation. We will still find that in some references, God the Father speaks, and in other references, God the Son speaks. We will still find that the synonyms, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, are still part of the scripture, and that with the exception of chapter 22, generally, when God the Father speaks, he says, I am the beginning and the end. When God the Son speaks, he says, I am the first and the last. And the question is, what is the Spirit of God saying? Well, in the book of Revelation, throughout the book of Revelation, the Spirit of God keeps emphasizing for us the fact that Jesus Christ is God. And you'll notice that every time that the Bible says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, either God the Father or God the Son is speaking. And one of the things that comes out loud and clear is that no one else has the right or the authority to utter these words, that I am the Alpha. Only God. Those words are appropriate only for God. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. So whatever else the Spirit of God may have intended, and I believe that there is probably a lot more in that phrase that we are missing. But whatever the Spirit of God was saying, he was saying this, that I am the Alpha and I am the Omega are words appropriate only for God. And when the Lord Jesus accepts these words, when the Lord Jesus says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, he is claiming his deity, he is claiming his divinity, and he is saying, I am God. And the scripture confirms, I am God. And we, the church and the believers, say, Amen. He is God. So that's the first part of our message. And now we want to see, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega in the context of Scripture. And what we're going to discover is that just as Revelation begins with I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, and ends with I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, that the Bible, the scripture, right from Genesis, in the first part of Genesis, we have the Alpha and Omega, and we have already confirmed that in the last book, Revelation, and in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, we have, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. And so what I am going to be affirming to you is that Genesis 1 has the Alpha and the Omega, and Revelation 20, the first chapter of the Bible, and the last chapter of the Bible has the Alpha and the Omega. Let's see. Genesis chapter 1. We all know, I believe, what Genesis chapter 1 says. The very first chapter and the very first verse in that chapter says this: In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Those 10 words that we find in the English Bible come from 7 words in the Hebrew scriptures, the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrew Bible, to say God created in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, used only 7 words, 7 Hebrew words. 6 of those words are pronounced. There is 1 word which is not pronounced and which we do not find in the English Bible. In the Hebrew Bible, in the beginning God created is represented by 3 Hebrew words. The heavens and the earth are 3 more words. In the middle of those 6 words, dividing 3 words and 3 words, in the middle is a word in which the first letter is the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, and the last letter is the and the next letter is the second letter, is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Tau, spelt sometimes T-A-U, sometimes T-A-V, pronounced. And so we have in the Hebrew scriptures, right at the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, we have the Aleph Tau, the Alpha and Omega, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's represented in the PowerPoint presentation for you to see. The Aleph Tau is the Hebrew equivalent of the Alpha and the Omega. And so we find that the Alpha and Omega is found in the first chapter, in the first verse of the Hebrew scripture. And the Alpha and the Omega is found in the last book and in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, the rabbinical authorities and the Hebrew scholars have many different explanations for what the Aleph Tau is, what is the meaning of the Aleph Tau in Genesis chapter 1. You can Google and see many of their explanations. I'm not going to go through those explanations. For us, suffice it to say that the Alpha and the Omega, represented by the Aleph Tau, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the last letter, we have the Alpha and the Omega in Genesis chapter 1, and we have it in the end of the scriptures. Now, we should also point out that the Alpha and the Omega, or the Aleph Tau, it was not an unfamiliar phrase to the Jews. Even though there is no consensus as to what it means in the context of Scripture, but we should acknowledge and recognize that the Hebrew Scriptures are replete with references to the Aleph Tau. In the Hebrew scholars tell us, and I take their word for it, I haven't counted, but they tell us there are 157 times in the Hebrew scriptures that we find the Aleph Tau, as much like we have it in Genesis chapter 1. So they have it in their scriptures 157 times. But that's not the only reason why the Aleph Tau is familiar. One of the best examples of the use of the Aleph Tau in scripture is the 119th Psalm. Look at Psalm 119. Now, you might notice that the Aleph is maybe represented in your Bible. There might be a picture or a representation of the letter Aleph. And we know that Psalm 119, every eight verses of Psalm 119 change. We have the entire Hebrew alphabet represented. So if you go to the end of the psalm, verse 169, you'll see the Tau, Aleph, first letter, Tau, last letter. And what is found in the Psalms, in the Hebrew, is that every verse in every grouping of eight begins with that letter. So for instance, verses 1 to 8, all those verses begin with Aleph. Verses 9 to 16. All those verses begin with Bet. And so on. You will notice that in the book of Lamentations, all of the chapters end in a multiple of 22. Because there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So every book, every chapter in the book of Lamentation begins with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. And so each book has 22 letters, except the exceptions are the third chapter, which has 66. So it's the grouping of three begins with the letter of the alphabet. And chapter 4 doesn't have the alphabet in the same, in the order that it should be. So let's go on. What we find then is we find the Aleph Tau, the Alpha and Omega, in the Old Testament. But that's not the only place. Isaiah chapter 44. In Isaiah chapter 44, and verse 6, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. So it's interesting that in the book of Isaiah, where we have God speaking, God the Father, he says, I am the first and I am the last. And in the book of Revelation, the one who uses these same words, I am the first and I am the last, is the Lord Jesus. Not just in chapters 1 and in, not just in chapter 1 and chapter 22 of Revelation, but we have him using that in, he uses it twice in chapter 1. I am the first and I am the last in verse 17, which we haven't looked at yet, chapter 1, verse 17, where he reaches down and he touches John and he says, fear not, John, I am the first and I am the last. And in writing to the second church, the church of Smyrna, he says to him, to the angel, to the messenger of the church, to the messenger of the church of Smyrna, write, I am the first let me get that reference for you and to the angel of the church of Smyrna, write, verse 8, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. So the New Testament, there's a Alpha and Omega bridge from the Old Testament to the New Testament and from the New Testament to the Old Testament. And it's the phrase, the first and the last, which is a synonym for Alpha and Omega. Alpha, first letter. Omega, last letter. First and last. And so we find not just this bridge into the from the Old Testament into the New Testament with the Alpha and Omega, but we also find that there are three occasions Isaiah explicitly has God saying, I am the first and I am the last. But he also has one very interesting and implicit, three explicit references and one implicit reference. Let's look at the implicit. Let's look at the explicit references. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, and verse 4. Who has performed and done? Who has performed and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am He. Fear not, you worm. I'm sorry. So in Isaiah 41, he has, I the Lord am the first, and with the last, I am He. And then in chapter 48, in chapter 48 and verse 12, we have him again. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my call. I am He. I am the first, and also I am the last. And then the implicit reference is in chapter 43. And verse 10 and 11. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. Now, we can understand this best if we think of in time. God does not reside in time. He is outside of the structures of time and space. But if we think in terms of time, because that's easier for us, God says, there was none before me. So if there's none before him and he exists, then he's the first. And there is none after him. And if there is none after him and he exists and he does, he's last. I am the first and I am the last. Now, when we look at all of these references in the book of Isaiah, beginning with Isaiah chapter 41 and ending with Isaiah chapter 48, we find an interesting references which we glean from all of these verses that we got. And what we glean from them is, throughout the scriptures, throughout Isaiah 40, especially 41 to verse 48, we have God saying, I am the Lord. I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh. Beside me, there is no God. And many times, instead of there is no God, it says there is no other God. Besides me, there is no other God. I am Yahweh. I am He. That's, I am God, he's saying. And so we come back around to Revelation. Another bridge. Just as Revelation declares without any doubt, the Lord Jesus Christ is God. The Old Testament, God is declaring, I am God. Besides me, there is no other. I am He. And the crescendo of Scripture is, the Son is the one who fills all in all. And when he shall have completed his reign, he is going to deliver the kingdom to God the Father, so that God the Father can be all in all. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the first. I am the last. I am God. I am He. Besides me, there is no other. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.